Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Author's Corner. I'm excited to welcome the co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series. Paul, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
Always excited to see Gracie Lynn. She is our favorite Christian writer. So welcome, Gracie.
Thank you so much.
All right, Gracie. So let's kind of talk about expectations in dating. You and I were defining it differently. I'm saying the expectations of the other person of what they expect in their mate, but also expectations can be a problem when somebody's expecting things that are not going to happen in a date and they expect it.
Yeah, well, that is, you know, I think part of what I write about is setting healthy boundaries for any relationship. When you set healthy boundaries, a lot of times people will give you pushback against those boundaries and they'll try to keep having you try to delete those boundaries, but those boundaries you should have set in stone so that they know what to expect. That way, if they expect more than what your boundaries have set in place, it's on them, not on you, because you have been very forthright with your boundaries and what they can expect. Some people continually try to push that boundary. And that's when you have to say, well, am I willing to have that boundary deleted? Or am I willing to just let go of this relationship?
Wow. And that's huge, because what if you have a boundary and they're continuing to cross it? What do you do?
Well, for me, I mean, I had that situation. And the thing was, I had a boyfriend that I had for like 15 years on and off. Okay, the first 4.5 years, we were very intimate. We fought all the time, but we were still intimate. And then we had a major break and I broke up with him for 1.5 years. And during that time, I changed how I responded in relationships. And when we got back together, I told him we're not going to have the same kind of relationship we had before, because I'm not going to be physically intimate unless I'm married. And he kept pushing against that again and again and again and again. I said, you're expecting something I'm no longer willing to give you. And so he had kind of a dichotomy. He had the person before that and then the person after. And there was actually kind of two different people, because I'd had kind of a come to Jesus talk with God about how I was living. I realized I didn't want to live like that anymore. So he still wanted me to be the person I was before. And I had no intention of ever being that person again, because I did not like who that person was. And so therefore, the expectations that he had for me were based on my prior behavior and were not. When I started setting healthy boundaries, he did not like that. And he kept pushing and pushing and pushing against them. Finally, I just said, I can't be with you anymore, because what you want is not what I can give you.
Right. And that's hard for people to how they deal with that, right? They're like, no. And you're like, it's a yes. Meaning, yes, I'm not going to let this happen. And I think also when you talk about expectations, is if you have specific expectations in a relationship and then you talk about it and those expectations are, you know, hey, you're going to, understand who I am and what's going on. And then that changes. What do you do? It's not easy. As I said, the date in 50 and older, it's not the easiest thing in the world when you're over 50 and you think you found your mate and then something happens. What do you do? And because so many of us we want to have somebody, and if they creep in a lot of, hey, these are red flags, or these are no way, no how, and now it's happening, voila, this is what you have. What do you do?
The thing that I think is I try to be very honest about my expectations and what they can expect from me right off the bat. Because most men expect to have physical intimacy. I'd say, oh, no, we're not going to do that unless, you know, we have become very, very serious in the relationship. A lot of men expect on the first date. And like, I don't even know you. This is something that's very special to me and very intimate and very, very, it's kind of a sanctified act for me. I don't want to have that with just any Bob, Tom, or Dick that's I meet on the street. I want to have a relationship before I take that step. And most men don't even really think that way. So I'm very honest on my first date. I said, this is what you can expect. These are my boundaries. If you don't like that, then I don't expect a second date. If you want me to, I can pay for my own way on this one too. Because they pay for a dinner because they think they're going to get physical intimacy at the end of the night. But that doesn't happen like that with me.
And there you go. And the expectations before date are important to talk about as well, so you don't end up with a disappointed person.
Yeah. I think you really, really need to be honest. You know, like a lot of my, I just was talking with a girlfriend last night, and she kind of felt for her neighbor, and her neighbor ended up moving in. They're not married yet, but she said, these are my expectations. You can't move in, but these are my expectations. I don't want to just live with somebody for 10 years. I want to be married. And he agreed to that before she allowed him to move in. Now, those are the expectations. They have a wonderful relationship. I imagine they will be married very soon. But that was her expectations, and that was, they agreed upon those expectations. That was really good. I think they're going to have a wonderful relationship. That's not how I would do it, but that's how she did it. And that's fine for her.
But it's not fine for you.
No. I'm a little bit more particular.
So when you think about specifically the book, and the feedback you're getting with people talking about it, what do you think the people are coming with you, all these ideas of what to do in dating, right? How to make it.
Well, and the thing is that a lot of people say, well, I'm not dating now, or I just got divorced, so I don't really want to read something like that. And one of my girlfriends said, she said she really wished she had read a book like this immediately after she got divorced. Because it sets good boundaries. It sets good, like, because this is like, I've been divorced for 27 years. So I had for like about 20 years of that time I dated. And then I just decided I really didn't have the time or the energy to do that anymore. I wanted to just work on my career of writing. And I have guy friends, but I don't have boyfriends. And for me, until I found the right one, I think that's what I want, because I'm not wasting time on things that could possibly be something that would not be what I expect.
Expectations and time too. How long dating to you, just date exclusively? All these things are not defined. Are you able to date multiple people in the beginning phases, or are you only supposed to date one at a time? All these things are never defined, and people don't define them, and the expectations are always not met. And that's why so many people are out there single trying to find their significant other.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because the last long-term boyfriend I had, initially when we met, he wanted to be exclusive right away. And I thought about my life. I thought, I've been exclusive all my life. I do not at this time want to be exclusive. I want to date around. And so for 6 months, I dated around, and he was exclusive, and finally I became exclusive with him. But it took me 6 months of just hanging out with different guys until I finally decided, well, you know, I'll give him a shot. You know, it didn't end up that we ended up together, but we had some really good times in the 15 years that we dated on and off. We had some really good times.
Absolutely. And you're not dating until the writing career is thriving and you decide it's the right time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And two, saying that the writing career, that is one of the things I just wrote about in my third book. My whole career right now is kind of chaotic. And so I kind of want to get it to the point where it's successful, that kind of can survive on its own. But on the other hand, if I have a guy that understands my commitment to writing, that is not insecure, that does not have to be with me every single spare moment of my life, I could see dating while I'm building my career. You know, it depends upon the personality of the guy that I'm dating, whether they're strong enough to handle the fact that I have a career that I really love. And some guys can, some guys can't.
You say I have to go to church to find him, right? You say
that's what I'm trying to find him. Yeah, I go to church that has most young kids. I'm like, what am I doing here? But there's a guy I'm kind of looking at in church, but we'll see. If I've just said hi to him. I've been going there for like 4 or 5 months. He has not even noticed I'm on the planet. So that's the other thing too, Neil, is a man does not want to be pursued by a woman. The woman, if a woman pursues a man, the man is going to disregard that woman. So my advice to women, if you like a man, do what Ruth did. Like Ruth laid at the feet of Boaz, okay? So she was available, but she didn't lay beside him. She didn't like come on to him or anything. She just said, I am here for you. So be in their vicinity, but don't be too obvious about it. So right. Be a little bit more in his vicinity.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Thanks again. Okay. All right. That was a special Somocast of the Neil Haley Show, guys. Take care.